Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, and tonight we are joined by the creators of Bellashoot.com. But before we speak with the ladies, we want to give you some beauty news. So I'll let my sister Denise take over.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. Briefly wanted to give you a couple items on the beauty news. You may have heard me mention this a little earlier this year, but more so in detail in past years, about the FABAIC, the Face and Body Art International Convention. Just wanted to encourage you all now, get it out there early, to register early for the FABAIC, which is the Face and Body Art International Convention. It's held May 21st through 25th, 2014, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The theme next year will be Blast from the Past. The host hotel for next year's convention, again, will be the Bonaventure Resort and Spa in Fort Lauderdale. The convention features in-depth business classes covering all things related to face and body art, as well as hands-on workshops in face and body painting. The early bird special price is $399. That's for the convention only. And remember, that's five days. And the price for the convention and hotel is $959. I think that's a pretty reasonable investment when you're considering a resort and spa, a five-day stay at a resort and spa, as well as the convention costs. So for more information to register or to just get information, you can go to www.fabaic.com. That's F-A-B-A-I-C. Or the Face and Body Art International Convention, If you're a salon owner in the state of Georgia, PBA, Professional Beauty Association, is encouraging you to contact your U.S. senators. Members of Congress are actively working on tax reform this year. PBA has been an active part of these efforts and in frequent contact with key policymakers in the tax arena to build support for and request that any tax reform proposal include the tip tax credit for the salon industry. So if you are a salon owner, this is more so for you. This Small Business Equalization and Tax Compliance Act would provide salon owners with a dollar-for-dollar tip tax credit for FICA taxes paid on employee tips. So if you are, again, a salon owner and you're interested in signing up onto PBA's letter to the Georgia U.S. Senators, you can contact me at Denise Tunnell. I'm sorry, Denise at DeniseTunnell.com. Or you can contact Myra at Myra@ProBeauty.org. And Myra's with PBA. Again, it's Myra@ProBeauty.org or Denise at DeniseTunnell.com. And I can send you over a copy of the form to sign your name to send to the Georgia U.S. Senators. And that's it for tonight.
All right. Thank you very much. I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number, if you have a question or comment, is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. 4399. And you can also join us in the chat room where we will entertain your comments and questions. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
We absolutely
welcome.
Are. Thank you.
Why don't we start the show off by the two of you introducing yourselves and giving us a little bit of information about who you are and your background, and then how this all came about. How did BellaShoot.com come about?
Sure. Well, I'm Sage, and my background, after college, was I was working in finance. I was working for an investment firm and kind of rose the ranks and became a VP of investments there. And I ended up leaving the firm because I wanted to go venture off and do something on my own and start my own company. And at that time, my husband and I decided to move to India where I could start a fashion line. So I started a fashion line there and ended up getting into Harper's Bazaar and Cosmo and different various fashion magazines and had my stuff displayed there. But then I on a trip back to the United States, I was having dinner with G, and that's kind of, I guess I'll let her give her introduction, and we'll talk a little bit about that dinner and what exactly happened.
Hello, everyone. My name's G. Also, my background is quite a bit. I love to always experiment with a few industries, getting bored with one. So I actually come from a hospitality background. I have experience in fashion design. That's what I went to school for. Opened up my own business at age of 23, and that was quite an adventure in its own. and then ventured off a little bit into tech and working for Microsoft, one of their resellers. So been in Los Angeles for the last threesome years, ventured into some acting. Seriously, trying to do it all because it's so much fun. And last year, BellaShoot came about, and we'll talk a little bit about how it did. And it's just been a crazy, awesome adventure since then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we were having dinner. I was visiting, and we were having dinner, and we started talking about just life and what we were doing at that point. And we started talking about beauty. And G and I, whenever we would get together, we would talk hours about hair, makeup, skincare, just exchanging ideas, just talking about just beauty stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyways, that night, G mentioned that she was having a hard time finding an orange lipstick, I think it was, that matched her skin color. And we both are Indian by origin, so we have a bit of a tan. And so we started talking, and we were thinking, one thing led to another, it would be amazing to be able to have an online portal where we could actually interact with women of different backgrounds and knowledge base, where we can actually ask them the questions that we have about beauty. And so it started really from there, and then the more that we Googled, the more that we kind of researched and thought about beauty and how it should be online, we realized that, you know what, we were already following bloggers at that point. We were watching tons of YouTube videos, and we just felt that there needed to be an entity that brought everything together. If there was just one place where all these women could share about all things beauty, and we can create this community where we can share those beauty tips with people, you know, from all over the world, we just thought it would be an amazing addition for women everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one, what I was, you know, we were looking for, and it's like, how do I actually go around and, you know, we see all of these billboards and we see amazing advertising, but those people don't necessarily look like us, you know, some do, some don't, and I'm sure we're not the only ones finding that problem. You know, we want to learn and see what colors, what, you know, makeup styles, everything, all of it. I mean, you know, right? You wear makeup, like, you can't wear the same thing as the other person, and it was the same way. And that's really, like, the inspiration behind it. It's like, we want to create something where women can come, be able to find each other, encourage each other in the same environment, but then also, you know, actually be able to create the amazing looks and the colors that would best suit them. So,
yeah. It was almost like, you know, we found, like, we would start Googling YouTube videos, and you know, you'd have to go through a few to figure out a YouTube video that maybe actually related to you,
yeah.
and that, you know, solve the answers to your questions. And to be able to create a portal that would be able to allow you to easily search that information out
mm-hmm.
with different categories, different sections, based off of what you're looking for, that was important to us. Because
yeah.
there's times when, yes, you do want a review of a product. There's other times when you actually just want to know, how do I do the perfect cat eye?
Right.
You know, and you want to watch someone do it, and you want to actually grab your makeup kit and play along with that expert. So that's really you know, what we were hoping to be able to accomplish with Bella Shoe.
And one of
that's
the main...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, it's I grew up with a mom who was always into skincare. So whenever I go hang out with my friends, I am just, you know, they're always like, okay, what another do-it-yourself treatment are you doing these days, you know? It was just one of those conversations. And now with Bella Shoe, we can actually have those conversations because we truly believe every woman out there has some awesome secret, some beauty tip that, you know, she can share with somebody else. And we actually want to know yours, too. And it's just, you know, bringing, it's like girls chatting beauty, really, to really simplest terms to put it that way. And everybody's secrets are on Bella Shoe, what's working for them, what's not, and it's really organized. So, yeah.
It must be doing well, because can't you hear the excitement in their voices?
Exactly.
We're making friends, new friends every day, let's just say that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's your story or how you led up to it is kind of awesome to me, because normally when you see sites like this, you think it's someone with a makeup background who's creating this. But
mm-hmm.
what you're saying to me, I mean, you both, you know, come from different backgrounds, but I guess the common thing with the two of you is fashion. But it wasn't because of fashion, you know, that wasn't the reason you guys created this. It sounds like you're just everyday women who have beauty questions or concerns or want to know tips, and you wanted to have a place that you could go, a community where you could go and interact.
Exactly. You are exactly right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Really, at the end of the day, it's makeup artists like yourselves, it's experts like, you know, out there who know all about beauty, being able to interact with people who don't know maybe as much as you all do,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to learn from you and to use you all as inspirations, right, so that we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's like beauty is something that, you know, if someone has an education about it, which is amazing, some of us aren't lucky enough to have that education
mm-hmm.
and that type of knowledge base, and to be able to learn it from you all, it's an amazing experience.
And at the same time, you know, for makeup artists and all these amazing beauty bloggers who do amazing looks, I mean, seriously, so much of my time goes on. I get distracted, let's put it that way. You know, to be able to actually showcase your work, and we're hoping to give basically have a portal for all of these amazing experts and say, hey, this is what we're doing. And for it to grow so amazingly that at some point they're actually able to find clients, you know, who are looking for new makeup artists, you know, makeup artists that don't necessarily have websites, but they can say, hey, I'm on Bella Shoe, go check out my work, because they are working, you know, they are working hard and they have an awesome portfolio. So, yeah.
Right. Well, let me ask you all a question, because I was finally able to get in. I remembered the email that I used. And I don't know if you may have heard someone ask you this question before, but how different is this from Pinterest? And I ask that because there are a lot of similarities. Now, I mean, looking through it and working with it, I see the differences, but initially you see the similarities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're probably reflecting upon the fact that it's mostly image-based, right? So when you log into the site.
Kind of, but like I said, because once you get on and you really start looking through it, you automatically see what's different. But I know initially some people are going to go on and they're going to be like, oh, this is just Pinterest. Why do I need to do this? This is just Pinterest all over. But once you start really getting into it, it's not Pinterest. It's a little bit of Pinterest, but it's a little bit of Instagram. It's a little bit of I don't know, YouTube, Vine. It's like a combination of all the social networks, which I think is a good thing. But I'm sorry, let me let you answer your question.
You did a wonderful job. You are absolutely right. I mean, it's beauty is so unique, and when you look at it, it's not just a series of pretty pictures, right? You can look at a pretty magazine or pretty pictures on Pinterest and be inspired by those items, but that's not all things on beauty, right? When you look at beauty online, there are tutorials, right? There's pictorials, a series of pictures with different steps that show you how to do a particular hairstyle. There's videos out there that show you how to, you know, again, do that perfect cat eye. So what we wanted to do was create this portal that is actually strictly for beauty. So all the functionality that you were talking about in terms of the beauty tips, reviews of products, how-to videos, all that is within the site and easily sortable. Whereas, you know, maybe in Pinterest, if you put in hair and you just type that in, you might end up with dog hair or other types or carpet hair. I don't know. You might see different types of things there. Whereas this is really a place for women to come to pamper themselves. You come here when you are getting ready for your classy date, you know, on a Friday night when you don't know what to do with your hair. You go here when you have a big meeting to go to and you need to do the perfect updo. You know, this is a place you go to when you need help with any of your beauty concerns. You have that blemish and you want it to go away, you want to cover it up, this is the place you go.
Yeah.
So, and it's, again, it's bloggers, it's experts like you all who are sharing this information. So it's real women who, with their experience, are letting other women know how to take care of themselves.
And the one big thing I would say is, you know, I mean, you really covered it, but, yeah, it's a blend of few things. But it's very social. I mean, that was the one thing that we wanted, you know, when women had questions, they weren't just reading reviews. They would actually be able to ask a question of the person who posted and say, hey, what kind of skin type do you have? I'm reading this review, but am I actually going to benefit from it, you know? And here, that's exactly what's happening. It just excites us so much, you know, looking at when people are saying, okay, so this cream didn't work for you. Can you tell me if you have combination or oily? Right there and then, you're going to get your answers, you know, because people get notifications, they answer back. Women genuinely want to help each other.
Yes.
It's so great.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Like, for instance, we have a section called reviews, and so when women post, you know, their favorite products or products that they like, it's so great that you can actually get your questions answered about mm-hmm. that particular product, whereas if you just Googled X product into Google, you might, you know, come up with 100 reviews on that one product, but you can't talk to that person after they've done that review. You don't know who that person is that just said, I like this product because of XYZ. You don't know if it's coming from the brand or is it someone who's an expert or someone who's actually used the product itself. So,
and how long they've used the
yeah.
product. You know, you might mark something and put in your collections where you can save any beauty posts that you like and refer to it a month later and say, okay, I want to shoot a message back to this person and say they posted something, a review on it. It worked for them. How is it working out now? Because now I'm ready to seriously find out. So there are so many different avenues where you can actually, you know, and, you know, not waste money that way
mm-hmm.
because you're finding out the facts before you buy and then going for it. There's no return because you're actually going to like it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let me ask you girls a question. What kind of feedback have you been getting from, one, bloggers, two, artists such as makeup artists, hairstylists, manicurists, et cetera, and three, everyday women like yourself?
That's a great question. We actually, we just came out with a new release, and so we have actually fresh feedback and data. We actually individually messaged out quite a few of the other women that you mentioned, and we either spoke to them on the phone or we spoke to them through via email, and a lot of the feedback that we've gotten has been inspiring for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's been actually very surprising because I think we tend to be even more critical about our company, about ourselves, always striving to do better, to think of ways to innovate. But we were really pleasantly surprised and happy to hear that everyone loves the
yeah.
website. They love the layout. They find that it's user-friendly. It's easy to navigate. It's intuitive. They love that it's a supportive beauty community. So it's women who are really supporting one another. They love that there's an inner beauty section on here as well, where women share different inspirational quotes or other things to take care of themselves as well, because beauty is also in the inside as well as on the outside. We've been, knock on wood, blessed with great positive feedback. Everyone is also, I should say, asking and banging on our doors for an iPhone app to make sure it's mobile friendly and an Android app. So we are currently in the process of making both. So we look forward to obviously sharing that with all our Bellas on Bella Shoot and all the future Bellas.
Yeah.
So your app would act exactly like the website.
The app is going to have all the features of the website. It's currently in the process of being made. So we will be coming out with the iPhone app and then shortly after the Android.
Gotcha. Okay, so let me ask you, let's talk a little about business. With this website, and I know you guys wanted an interactive community, and we'll get into more detail with exactly how the site is ran and everything, but with this site, I know you want it to be an interactive site for people to just get on, kind of share tips. If you have questions, you want to know something about products, how do you plan to attract people, not just your everyday people, but particularly your beauty experts, your hairstylists, your makeup artists? How do you plan to attract these type of people to your site to say, hey, come on, because we need you guys on to kind of help us get this thing moving? How do you plan to attract those type of people?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, this platform that you have us on, Beauty Talk with Illusions, is a great way for us to get, you know, that contact with individuals you're talking about. We're doing a lot in terms of social media, if it's Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, all the major social media out there. We're making sure that all content that's shared, if it's by an expert, if it's by someone who's sharing information by an expert, is all being given credit to by the person who actually created it. So anytime that we tweet out information from Bella Shoot and we share our beauty tips that are within the portal, we make sure that experts who actually created that information are tagged to that, because it's very important to us that they get the credit that they deserve. So I think a lot of experts have been seeing that and have appreciated that bloggers, as well as other makeup artists, that we do indeed believe highly that they deserve that due credit. And another thing is, you know, we reach out to them, you know, individually as well. We'll do different things in which, you know, just to make sure that they get the credit and that they know that we're out there. Yeah,
gotcha.
I think pretty much covered it all. The credit, I mean, that's part of our etiquette, you know, listed on our site as well. We are heavily promoting that. If you're posting anything, make sure. And, you know, sometimes people miss. And because we're online all day, we are becoming familiar with who the makeup artists are, the bloggers are. And we'll actually, if they forget, you know, we'll hunt it down. Go to the site and we'll make sure that we put their handle in the tweet. Or if it's on our Facebook page, you know, as you probably have seen, we make sure to source where the content is coming from. So, you know, people not just only have access to go to Bella Shoot to check out their work, but they have their site right there because, you know, we appreciate that people are sharing or bloggers are sharing the content. So we absolutely promote them that way. And that's what they're appreciating, you know. Our site, if you click on a specific blog, it takes you directly to the blogger site. If you click on the YouTube video, you know, the YouTube gurus, the makeup artists, they're getting the likes and the favorites. So in every way, it's not just, you know, Bella Shoot hoarding content, but it's actually helping who the content was created by.
Now, excuse me for not knowing, but I wasn't sure if you ladies were attending Fame Expo or if you had a booth there. I think you were just attending.
Yes, we were attending. Uh-huh.
I know we were so busy that and there's a lot of exhibitors that I didn't get a chance to see. So I wasn't sure if you guys were just visiting there. But I liked the fact you guys were there. You had your shirts on. I mean, no one would have known if you weren't an exhibitor or not. You know what I mean? Like, you were advertising exactly what you all were about, which was great. Tell us a little bit, I'm just curious, a little bit about your Fame Expo experience.
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. We actually wrote a blog post on it because we were so excited about all the women we met.
Yeah.
It was just inspiring. We met so many entrepreneurs. We met a lot of makeup artists.
Bloggers.
Bloggers, yes.
Beauty experts, and even just some beauty enthusiasts just like us, you know, that were there. And being able to share about Bella Shoot with them and learning from them, you know, how they got started, it's amazing. And actually, you know, it's so funny. Some of these people that we see online, it's almost like we know them. Because
right.
We're on Instagram and liking and they're posting. But actually being able to see, you know, some of them are like moms and they are handling, you know, their passion and they have kids and just being able to have small talk like that, it was inspiring. It's like, okay, yes, we have crazy schedules, but we don't have kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the world of beauty. It's connected online through social media, but to be able to actually have those face-to-face interactions was pretty neat for us.
Yeah, and meeting new brands, some of the brands that, you know, are in the indie brands, really, that we don't really see out in Sephora or Ulta, but actually being able to talk to them and also finding out, you know, what their pain points were. So it was good. It was a really fun experience. And being able to, I missed meeting you, so I was bummed, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that was one of the great things for me, too, is some of the indie brands. Just being able to, you know, be exposed to some of them was kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
were you going to say something? No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, can we get into a little bit about the ins and outs of the website now? Like how do you get started? You know, what can people look forward to as far as the whole process of setting up an account? You know, what are some of the first things you should do once you set up your account? And then let's just kind of run through a little bit about what's on the site.
Sure, that's a great question. So you just go to bellashoot.com, and at that point you can actually sign up through Facebook, you can sign up through Google+, as well as Twitter, or you can just create a new account with your email address. And it's pretty simple at that point. You just upload a picture, write a little bit of information about yourself. You can add a tagline in there. You can also add a bio so people are able to know your information a little bit about you. You're also able to link in your social links from, if it's Instagram, your blog, pictures that you have, Facebook, any links you have online, you can also link there.
Can I stop you for 1 second? I was going to ask you, what are the benefits of signing up, logging in rather, through your Facebook account or your Google+ account?
You know, it makes the sign-up process a little bit easier that you can just, it automatically pulls your first name, your last name, your email's there. So it just makes it easier in terms of that, your sign-up process. Exactly, you don't have to worry about your password.
Right.
When you, it's just one click and you're in the site.
Okay.
Yeah. And then once you're inside, it's great just to be able to explore and see what other people are posting about. And you definitely want to click through the different filters that are on the right-hand side. There's areas such as sections, which you can actually look through and filter by inspiration, how-tos, beauty tips, reviews, things of that sort. Also filter through different categories. So you'll see all the beauty categories from skincare, makeup, nails, hair, all of that, organic, natural, pregnancy as well. And then the latter one, you can also sort by pictures, videos, and articles. It's also fun if you are a brand or you're a makeup artist to maybe even try to search your own name just to see if someone's actually posted anything about you. It might be interesting and insightful for you to see if other people are actually sharing your work. And then, of course, you just simply push upload if you've got content to share. And, again, it could be your own content or it could be other content that you found on the web that you love, maybe your favorite YouTube video or pictures or articles that you love, and you can actually simply just upload it and share it with everyone else. And every item that you share is shared with the entire site. But then what's great is that the people that follow you, they actually get it in their individual feed. So they can get updates anytime that you post new content.
Gotcha.
And one of the really awesome features, I personally love this because I have a huge collection. It's called My Collection, and that's basically the place where you will save any posts that you want to refer to later. So it's,
gotcha.
You know, it's like your own little library, best eye makeup look that you want to try or a hairstyle that you know, like right there, but you don't have time for an article to, you know, actually read right there and then. So you would just save it. Go back to it later. So,
and these are things that other people have posted or something that you've discovered online.
Exactly.
Something that was already in your feed.
I'm sorry, you broke up there at the latter part.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it could have been something that was already in your feed or like your timeline sort of thing.
Exactly. Yep. Any post that you want to refer back, because so many times, you know, we read an article in a magazine or we see a hairdo somewhere and we're like, oh, I love that. That's going to look great on me at that wedding. And then you just forget about it completely out of your mind. And then when you're in that moment, you're scrambling trying to figure out what to do. And so this then becomes your collections becomes the area that you go to when you need it the most. So you've just come to Bella Chute to pamper yourself, to go through and take care of and learn all the different do-it-yourself skin treatments to facials you can do to, you know, makeup looks and nail tutorials. But then when that day comes when you actually want to do your nails, you just open up your collections, open up that folder, and then you can actually just play one of the videos and start doing your nails along with the video. I've actually, I recently got a haircut in color, and I saved some pictures from Bella Chute to my collections. And when I was at the salon, I just pulled it up on my phone. It's not compatible, but some of the features work. And I was able to show him right there and then, hey, this is the kind of cut that I want. This is the color I'm looking for. And, of course, he loved me for bringing an actual picture, making his life easier. But, yeah, and, you know, if you're shopping, save your to-buys. Like, I have a folder that's basically to-buy. Mm-hmm. And I would just be at the store, and I don't have to create a list because it's already done for me, you know, as I'm perusing through the site. Like, maybe a couple weeks, now I have a whole bunch of stuff that I need to go buy. So it really comes in handy in those.
Now, is your collection visible to everybody, or is your collection visible to just, like, your followers or friends?
Your collection is private, so it's only visible to you. So whatever you put in there, it would just be for your eyes only.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you. When you're in the process of, like right now, I was in the process of uploading a YouTube video.
Uh-huh.
And then it takes, you know, you go through the four steps. The first is to upload, then the second step to crop it, the third step to choose a section.
Uh-huh.
So basically I'm looking at the sections that are here, beauty tip, how to, question, deal, contest, inspiration, or review. What if those titles don't quite fit my video?
You know, for again, this new release, this was just created this week, so we're still pulling feedback. This goes for yourself as well as any others. If you feel that there's maybe a section that's missing, we're more than happy to be able to add it. But for now, it's like everyone's been able to fit the information within those categories. But again, it's an evolving thing. We're still in beta, but if you've got an idea, let us know.
Okay. Yeah, will do.
Please tell me,
And I know that you mentioned doing a iPhone and an Android app, but where do you see the site going? Do you see anything? Do you think there's anything else that you could do? And I know you're still, you know, playing around with the site and doing some new things, but I'm just saying, like, for the future, do you see it growing to something else?
You know, right now, I mean, our main focus is just building the community, is making it really, really work for the people that are on it and that are coming to the site. It's almost too soon to say in terms of future direction. I think right now we can only really look out maybe 6 months ahead. You know, it's interesting. The environment changes every day, right? And whatever we can do to, you know, keep everyone who's in the beauty community, keep them technologically savvy, keep them in a place where they're able to get all the answers to their questions at their fingertips, I think that's our main concern. But we're definitely looking at ideas. I mean, I know a lot of people have, you know, shot out their advice in terms of different things that they, different features they would like on the site or different things that they would like to see down the road. But it's one of those things where I think that we're still early in the game. Certainly we have thousands of users, but I think time will tell once we actually have the application via the phone, you know, where most this day and age, majority of people are running around with their phone and accessing that more than they are the actual computer. So we really have a lot more testing to do before we add other additional layers in.
Exactly. Right. Let me ask you, from a business standpoint, I know that you ladies aren't makeup artists or work, you know, as beauty professionals, but from a business standpoint, why do you think it's so important for artists to be so social online?
I don't want to say it might be cliche to say it's the way of the future, but it's the easiest way to create a following, to get your work out there. You could be a hairstylist, makeup artist, you know, working for a brand or working for your own salon. And certainly the people within your neighborhood, the people who come to you every day will know about you and know the great work that you do. But this is a great way to show the amazing, talented work you all do every single day on the site, so that followers around the world are able to see. So, you know, if I'm traveling to New York, I might very well want to meet that makeup artist that I just saw, you know, do amazing makeup, or that hairstylist that just put up this amazing hair tutorial. So it's a great way to be able to get additional followers and get additional clients and to get your notoriety and your really just, why else are we artists? Are you all artists at the end of the day? It's to really, you know, to help and inspire other people and really to get your work seen. And so that's what we're hoping this platform does.
Cool. I think that's a great answer. You know, I'm just wondering because, you know, I feel like, I think social media, you know, like you said, it's basically the way of the future. I don't, you know, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. The computer is not going anywhere anytime soon. It's going to be a day where everyone is going to really need to have access to the internet, pretty much now, actually. But I feel like there may eventually in time be other communities, not to say that there aren't communities similar to this now, but I just feel like this may be something that grows, and then maybe that may be something that we see as far as beauty professionals go. It may be something that is kind of like a thing that's going to, a trend maybe, so to speak, happening in the beauty industry where you have several communities such as this. Do you think it could go that direction?
You know, I mean, it may very well go in that direction. Again, I think what we try to do every day is think about what can we do that's different and that's helpful and it's right for our community, because this is for professionals, this is for makeup artists, this is for beauty bloggers and beauty brands, but we also want beauty enthusiasts to be part of it, right? It's only so much if you're an expert and you're sharing your work, but to have people all over the world be able to share that information, to be able to give you kudos for the hard work that you do day in and day out, to be able to say that, you know what, eye makeup look is beautiful. it's such an it makes you feel good as an artist that you just spent 30 minutes making this beautiful eye look, and to have other people around the world appreciate your expertise. It's something that it's needed, and it's needed on both sides. You know, from enthusiasts like us, we need that for inspiration. We need that to learn how to do that, how to emulate you. And you need that kudos from us because it inspires. It also inspires you to do even more amazing work. When someone says, that was amazing, you're like, I can do that even better, you know? So that's really what we're just hoping to do and, you know, inspire women from all over the world.
Yeah. Now, just a quick question. This is my personal question. I know my sister's been playing in the site. Now, I think initially when we talked with you girls, I went on and just signed in through my Facebook. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when you go in through like one of your social media outlets, do you guys send an email, like a confirmation email or something that you have to confirm, even when you do it, go through your social media site?
Yes, we do. We do want to just confirm and make sure that you're okay with the site and that you just confirmed your account. Because after that, you may receive some emails in terms of people following you or comments that you're a part of, and we just want to make sure it's going to the appropriate email address and that you didn't accidentally put an email address that's not correct.
Okay. And so if you don't go in and confirm that email, then when you go to sign in, you're going to probably get different messages that says incorrect sign-in name or password or whatever. Is that correct?
Exactly. That is the potential. And so what you want to do at that point is push the button resend confirmation email. And then once you do that, an email will be sent to your inbox. And then you can go ahead and confirm your account. And from that day forward, you're completely within the site and you can just log in as normal.
Okay. I think that's probably why I've been having problems. Okay.
Oh, no.
So we have a comment from Sharon Tina. She's one of our listeners who's on the phone line. She's actually signed up onto the site, and she says that she really likes it so far, and she wanted to say to you all that she loved all the content. She loved that all the content is concentrated in one place. Unlike Pinterest, in her opinion, it's like content's all over the place. And she says this site is good.
Oh,
thank you
that
so
is
much.
So wonderful,
we're
Sharon.
So,
thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
That is wonderful. I mean, that's, you know, one of the things that we really wanted to accomplish with all of this was just to make it, again, a place that we as women go to pamper ourselves, that one place for beauty. So when you think of beauty, you think of Bella Shoot, you know, as a place to go.
Make sure to follow us so we can keep up with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let me ask you these, because you said you both you guys are from the United States, is that correct?
Yes.
But you have Indian, your background.
I was actually born and raised in India.
Oh, okay. Who's speaking?
That's G.
Yeah, you didn't meet G, so you wouldn't know.
Okay.
I was born and raised in California.
Okay, so my question is, what was my question? My question was, have you noticed like the differences? And this is a little bit. This has nothing really to do with the site. I was talking about women because you mentioned earlier on in the show about finding, you know, maybe products that would match you, you know, and not every product matching every person. What are some of the things, or have you noticed different things about other women? I know we all share something in common. We all have these same type of issues, where we want to find the perfect lipstick or the perfect whatever to match our skin. But what are some of the, I guess I'm asking, what are some of the things that you've maybe come across that you've noticed that some other women, unlike yourself, have problems with that you may not? When it comes to beauty.
You know, that's a very good question. It's it's one of those things where beauty is so unique, like you mentioned, to each individual person. And, I mean, it could be anything from, you know, skin situations, right? You know, acne. It could be, you know, somebody has dry skin, somebody has oily skin, someone has fine hair, someone has, you know, curly hair. So it really, again, it comes down to each person. We're all so unique and so different. And really what we plan to do, you know, in BellaShoot is really start at a level maybe a little bit down the road, is start helping individuals, Bella's site, to get more of that customized feed based off of the way that they are, based off of the needs that they have, because we are all so unique. Mm-hmm. That will be down the road. But, you know, you are absolutely right about that, that, you know, we as women, there's a lot of things that, you know, we like in terms of maybe makeup or nails and things that bring us together, but at the end of the day, there might be shades that look better on me than G, mm-hmm. or vice versa. And, you know, to help women with that and make them feel more confident by giving them the solutions to the answers that they have, you know, that's obviously something that we definitely will be working on.
Yeah. Nice.
Do you think the site will change the beauty industry in any way, or how do you think it will impact the beauty industry? Do you think it will be a place, and I'm sure it already is for those who know about it, it's already a place where you can just kind of research, you know, the looks. You can research certain looks. But, I mean, especially for makeup artists when we're looking for, I don't know, you know how we normally just go to a fashion magazine, you know, and hope to find some great makeup, or nowadays, like when we attend the makeup trade shows and we can see a little bit of everything and we see the different makeovers and the body painting and all that, and we're looking for inspiration, do you think BellaShoot is going to be that place where people come, you know, to search for inspiration, or just to search for, you know, to do research? Like, let's just say if I'm working on a television project or a film project, will this be a place where I can just come and research and find different looks from, like, different, let's say, different periods in makeup? Will this be a place for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. We believe that over time, yes, it will be a place. It will be a place that we believe will transform the way beauty is searched for online. You know, today you can, again, Google, you know, that thought that you have in terms of if it's body art, if it's whatever you're thinking, you can Google it, and certainly information comes up, but you may have to click 10 or 12 or 15 links to be able to get the answers to your questions. And we hope that, you know, with BellaShoot, with the start of what we've created, this portal, we believe over time we'll be able to evolve in that thing that will allow you to get answers to your questions in a much faster, expedited way. So whatever you're searching for and looking for, you'll be able to find. And then, of course, find it by the people who've actually created that content and be able to ask them questions and comment on how they did that, what did they use to create that look. And it's amazing. So many makeup artists on this site and beauty bloggers are so involved with their followers, and they answer questions almost immediately. Mm-hmm. And, it's such a supportive community where everyone is really holding their hand out, helping others. So we just hope that we just know, and
yeah,
we feel that will continue.
I think that's what totally makes BellaShoot, you know, unique from going to a magazine site or anything like that, because you can, again, going back to the interaction, so you actually have access to all of those experts right now, and if somebody has a question, they know that it's going to get answered. And I don't know of a place where you can do that, where you have direct access. You know, we have a few celebrity makeup artists on our site, and it's amazing to see. They go into so much detail because they truly want to help. And, you know, BellaShoot is a portal for them to showcase their work, but also help and inspire women. And that's exactly what we want.
Okay, cool.
Now, I'm going to try to bring in a caller really quickly. Hold on one second here. Uh-oh. Who's calling? Okay, they hung up. Okay, maybe they didn't want to talk. Sorry about that, ladies.
Well, I have a question from the chat room. Question is, will users be able to purchase products directly from BellaShoot in the future? That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. People have been asking us about that buy feature. I you know, right now we're still, we just want to focus on the community. We want to make this something that's helpful for you know, our Bellas that are on there, make it a supportive, great content-based community. But I think, you know, if we have enough people that are asking for that, maybe that's something that we will look into.
Mm-hmm.
But again, for now, we really want to just make this community as robust and have the information out there for everyone at their fingertips.
Gotcha. So we're getting a lot of comments where people are saying, because we have another comment in the chat room where they said, Lisa is saying that her favorite part of BellaShoot is the interaction that she gets with other users of the site. She says she received information that she actually used and it worked in regards to a hair care product that she otherwise never would have known anything about. It's an amazing site.
That's wonderful. That is so nice. Thank you, Lisa, so much for that feedback.
Yeah. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny when you actually go through the site and you find yourself immersed with some, you know, different posts and you start scrolling through the comments. You see that very often where women come across new products because a blogger has just posted about the latest, you know, lipstick or the latest this, that, or another. And women, as a result, are telling these bloggers and makeup artists that they're going to go ahead and go out and purchase those mm-hmm. items. So that's wonderful to see that, you know, Lisa was being helped finding maybe new hair care products that she otherwise wouldn't have known about.
Yes.
There's so many products I myself have learned about and have bought as a result of this site. So we're right with you, Lisa.
It looks like we have another caller this time. I'm going to try this one before we wrap it up. Let's see here. Hello.
Then qualifying minutes for the CPAP replacement supply you need at
Hello.
People, okay, they don't want to talk. All right, sorry, ladies. Last one. That was the last one.
Phone issue.
That was the last caller. I think they're pressing to speak, but they don't really want to. That's not what they really want. So that's probably what it is. Okay, that's cool, though. Is there anything about BellaShoot.com that we didn't cover that you would want our audience to know?
One of the biggest features that we probably want to get across to all of our all of your listeners and Bellas out there, that, you know, once you file and you're following people and you upload content, you can actually also easily invite friends through Facebook, which is so wonderful and so helpful, because it's nothing is better when you're talking to your girlfriends about beauty and you're able to share those beauty tips with people that you know would appreciate your information. So we just want to encourage everybody to go ahead and invite their friends to join them on BellaShoot. It just makes the experience that much more fun. And what's great, too, is that one thing that we do with our girlfriends on the site and other girls that we notice are on the site, you can actually tag people to your posts. So any post that you upload, you can add your friends. So they get a direct personal message saying that, you know, G wants you to go ahead and see this post. And it's wonderful. So that way you're able to actually help individual people that might need it at that time.
Yeah, for example, when I was looking, I just told you I got a haircut and my girlfriends knew about it. They actually posted some hairstyles on BellaShoot and tagged me and say, hey, you might want to check this out, you know, and this is so great because girlfriends know me really well, right, all of us. So that's the best way. It's like I probably wouldn't have come across that post, but thanks to you, now I have another one to show my hairstylist and then he can recommend go with this one. That would have never happened with just looking through a magazine and trying to meet up and say, hey, gee, you should get this. So just a really simple example of how you can use it, or even products. You know, you come across a product and, you've talked about it over coffee that, oh, my gosh, my under-eye circles are going crazy. If your girlfriend comes across something, she can post it on BellaShoot and just put your name, tag you. Tagging is what we call it, and you'll get a notification, and the next thing is you can read all about it thanks to your girlfriend. So it's such a, community really about, friends, making new friends, learning from each other, inspiring each other. That's really what we want to get across that BellaShoot is.
Yeah, and you might be a little bit hesitant to share this information, for instance, on Facebook, because half of your friends are male and you're thinking, what are they really going to say? Does it really help them? But you can rest assured that any information that you put on the site, there will be people that you don't even know that are going to talk to you about your information. The people, again, that she says mentioned that you've tagged are going to talk to you about your information. So it's really an amazing, amazing tool for every woman out there who wants to take care of themselves. And we all deserve it, especially in our lifestyles, just to turn it off and take, 15, 20 minutes and just go on BellaShoot, learn new beauty tips, run to your bathroom, try the looks on your hair, just have fun. It's a portal to have fun.
And one thing I would say is to, any women listeners out there, whatever you're going through, any beauty issue, skincare issue, you are not alone.
Yes.
You might think that you're alone, but there are so many of us going through the same issues. We're Googling the same issue, but thankfulness to, BellaShoot, you can actually post that, hey, I don't know, I've heard so much about this cream, does it work or does it not, because I have rosacea or I have dry skin, flaky skin. There are women who will be there, and they will answer. That's what this community is all about. You're not by yourself. You have support. You are not alone.
Absolutely right.
Okay, and just shout out really quickly some of your social media sites, how they can follow you guys.
So we have Twitter, and our handle on Twitter is @Bella_shoot. We have a Facebook community that you can find if you just type in BellaShoot. We have Instagram. You can follow us @BellaShoot on there. We're on Pinterest. You can follow our boards. You can follow us there, and it's, again, under BellaShoot. Tumblr. We have that's under BellaShoot as well. Try to keep it simple.
And when you say BellaShoot, you're saying BellaShoot, all one word, correct?
Word. It's BellaShoot. Except for Twitter, which is Bella_shoot.
_shoot. Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. I enjoyed having you on. As soon as I get my password situation straightened out, you will see me on your online community.
Oh, thank you so much. We're looking forward to having you post information, and thank you so much for having us on your show.
Now, do you all have time for one last question? And just that one last question.
Okay, sure.
So Sharantina again is asking, how do you filter the validity of expert info as opposed to enthusiasts giving info based on their personal experiences alone?
That's a very, very, very good question. Down the road, we plan on making it a little bit more apparent as to who's an expert and who's not, perhaps with badges and such. Mm-hmm. But for now, what Sharon can do and what anybody can do is actually see the bio of the person who is posting. So you can go onto their user profile, read their bio, and you can also look at links that they have. So you can look at their Facebook page. You can look at their websites. Most experts have all of their social links there. So you can actually see their body of work and more information that further verifies their expertise.
Okay.
Cool. Again, thank you, ladies, very much. But Let me get quickly from the both of you what beauty means to you.
So beauty to me means that it's not just about your the way that you look, about your outside. It's about feeling good, okay? So I look at beauty as when you feel good, you're feeling good internally and you're feeling good externally. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to put on a ton of makeup to feel good, but there's things that we do in our lives that does make us feel good about ourselves. You know, sometimes when we take care of our nails and we have that mani-pedi, we take time out of our day to get that done. We get a blowout done on our hair. Whatever it may be to you, wearing a nice bright red lip. When you do little things just to make you feel good as a person, it makes you exude that to everybody around you. And that's all we want. We just want women around the world to feel good about themselves in every way mm-hmm. possible. And we just feel that by doing these little things for ourselves, we deserve it. So many times, you know, women all over the world, we're mothers, we're sisters, we're working, we're doing everything for other people, taking care of other people. We need to take time out of our lives to take care of ourselves. And so,
right.
to me, that's what beauty really is.
I'm sorry, ladies, I confused the voices. The one who just spoke, which one?
Oh, that was Sage.
That was Sage.
Yes.
Sage, okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
I can't agree more with Sage. Absolutely, you know, beauty to me is absolutely internal first.
Mm-hmm.
When you're happy, when you have a smile on, you know, everyone's going to tell you, oh, my gosh, you look so beautiful. And, again, that's beauty, right? And going back to what Sage was saying, you have to take care of yourself. And there are so many stories we've heard, you know, not just from, like, feedback, but even our friends who are moms and they go on the site because they had not taken care of themselves before, you know, and it's not that they're going out, you know, all about how much makeup I have on, I'm going to go buy a lipstick, but it's just little things that make them feel good about themselves. And if they are feeling good, it's going to reflect into their family lives, you know, that's going to reflect into their social circle. That's really what beauty is. Inside out, and that was the whole reason why, you know, we didn't want to just focus on makeup or skincare. We felt it was so important to have the inner beauty portrayed in our site because that's what it comes to. That's what we are all about. In a nutshell, I mean, I couldn't have said better than what Sage just said. So, yeah, that's what inner beauty, outer beauty, got to take care of it all, in your daily lives.
Nice. Well, we thank you, beautiful lady, for joining us. We're going to have to get you back on the show later on down the road to see how everything's going with the site and get caught up.
Oh, we would love that. Right. Thank you so much. You both are just, I have to tell your listeners that you both are as beautiful on air as you are off air. And you guys have wonderful
you.
So thank you so much for having us on the show.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful night, ladies.
You
and I'll be stalking you all on Bella Shoes.
Oh, we'll be stalking you. Don't worry.
Stalking you back.
For those of you out there who enjoyed tonight's show, please go out to our profile page here on Blog Talk Radio and mark it as a favorite. Tell a friend about tonight's show. Go out and listen to it later on, or tell someone else they can go back and listen to it a little later on. Leave us your comments and your thoughts here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as on our Facebook page, Beauty Talk with Illusions Online Radio. And then again, join us next Sunday night, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, for our conversation with Morphe Brushes. Linda of Morphe Brushes will be joining us. So until next week, have a wonderful week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.